Welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance when we're able. We do routines and all the scenes of footwork impeccable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam hot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are for the table. So many times we've given rhyme to our quite unseen able. We're off the mad in Camelot. We sing from the diaphragm.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 6th day of February. The prepper tip of the day is to go backpacking in the winter. You learn about a lot about yourself. You learn a lot about your equipment. You learn what you need. You learn what you don't need. It's an experience. Trust me, I've done there. All right. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have with us my friend Dave Hodges. He has two websites, thecommonsshow.tv and thecommonsshow.com. We have Steve Ben Noon. His website is IsraeliNewsLive.org, and Cindy Smith, my neighbor. Good morning, panel.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, and Steve is here with us too. Okay, let's figure out time limitations first. Dave, with you, what's your time limitation this morning, sir?
I can stay for the first hour.
First hour, and Steve, how about yourself?
I'm going to probably have to cut out here pretty quick, John, because I do have an issue I got to deal with here.
I know the issue, and it's very important, so we appreciate that. So we'll begin with Steve's comments. You sent me a message earlier, Steve, that about your knowledge and concerns about the Middle East. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, we definitely – there's a bigger issue going on, John, than what they're willing to tell you. And I had already found out early on we didn't have three soldiers killed. We had about 80 of them killed.
80?
And 80, yes. And we had four different bases that were attacked. I think they reported only two. They may have updated that. I don't know if they ever updated that or not. But we had four bases attacked, Iraq, Jordan, and Syria. And it is believed to some degree that when we struck back at the enemy, the 85 targets we struck were actually more symbolic for the number that were killed. The situation is ramping up already. China is now, which we already knew, China was starting to, at least I know it's in news in other parts of the world. I don't know if, I assume in American news we've known about this too. China has been developing a deeper relationship with Syria for the Silk Road Initiative, amongst other things. And now that collaboration between China and Syria is growing even greater as the escalation of tensions are increasing there in the Middle East. We are sending troops to the Middle East, specifically to Syria. So I don't know how much of that has become public knowledge. That was given to me last night right out of D.C. So that is something that we are doing. We're deploying. I did try to do a little research. I saw that a couple of weeks ago they mentioned about 1,500 troops going, but I'm sure it's going to be a heck of a lot more than that. My intel source, too, let me get my glasses on so I can see a little better, out of the Middle East there, also chiming in on these different issues here. He also said that Ukraine is really on the top of the list for the administration's worries, from the international court ruling looming and Trump coming back. He said RFK Jr. will take care of that. He is going to, he puts it in here, he's going to, up the election one way or another. He is the first member of the Kennedy family who has extended an olive branch to the military-industrial complex. This year is going to be so interesting and defining in world politics. I asked him specifically, though, about the Syria situation, and he said Assad said no to Qatar, and he said you saw what happened to the country. So now that is getting another matter of life and death for gas exports in the Middle East. And what he's talking about there is when Bashar al-Assad, the president of Syria, throws Qatar down and under the bus, that's when strikes started happening over there. So, one thing that people may not realize, there's not always peace between Middle Eastern countries. They're at each other's throats as well. And of course, Qatar works more closely with Israel, and I can see where Israel is trying to use Qatar to help try to, you know, broker whatever kind of deals that they can. But when that's not working, then it goes south. But with China stepping in, and we know Russia's already stepped in with Syria as well, I can't help but wonder what direction this is all going to go in, John. And it doesn't look like a very good one, because it really comes down to a battle for control of natural resources, among other things there in the Middle East. So I'll kind of pause with that there.
Okay. Well, Dave, you're listening to the information put out there by Steve. What follow-ups do you have, if any, on Steve's information, Dave?
Well, I got to stand in deference to that great report. I have heard the casualties were much higher. I did not hear it was 80. That's really disturbing. And I don't know how they're going to keep this away from the public, because at some point in time, the families have to be notified and the bodies have to be buried. So I think they're doing what's basically only a short-term benefit for denying what really happened. But we're really moving at breakneck speed. Let me add a corollary to this. And it seems like I'm going off on a different track, but I don't think so. I've got reliable information that Tucker Carlson did interview Vladimir Putin. I don't think that's a mystery, since he was the Kremlin for an hour. But what he was doing there was very similar to Norman Cousins with Khrushchev around the time that Kennedy was killed, and a French journalist meeting with Castro. Kennedy was trying to normalize relations, stop upper atmospheric testing of nuclear missiles and so forth. And I think it was one of the reasons he was taken out. But Tucker is performing a similar function. I believe, from what I've been told, he's on the short list for the VP list. And I don't think if he's not VP, he'll be something else, whether it's press secretary, secretary of state, if Trump is able to get in. And I believe that Tucker Carlson's there negotiating with Putin, trying to establish some kind of normalcy, avoid nuclear war, and let's hope that Trump can get elected. And if you go back to what happened in 2017, when General Flynn was taken out over the ridiculous Russia, Russia, Russia nonsense, and Trump was almost impeached over it, he was investigated by Mueller, who actually he himself delivered uranium-grade material to Putin on behalf of the Clinton Foundation. And some of that was even covered in the New York Times. I mean, it's so ironic, but everything was done when Trump came into power to keep Putin and Trump apart. And can you imagine if Trump and Putin were able to forge an alliance? I'm not a lover of Russia and Putin and the Russian government, but if we had that kind of alliance that would oppose the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, no one could stand against that alliance. And I strongly suspect, and also from what I've been told, this is the message that Tucker Carlson's conveying to Putin right now.
Well, if that's accurate, that would be wonderful, wouldn't it, Dave?
Absolutely, would be wonderful. And I was hopeful that when Trump came into power in 2017 that would happen, but the Democrats went instantly on the offensive to keep that from happening. Remember, the Russians stole the election. Trump is a Russian agent. I mean, who would even be stupid enough to believe this? But it dominated the media.
Well, in the first 2 months of the Trump administration, the swamp got rid of the two biggest issues they were concerned about. That would be Robert Kennedy Jr., who was going to take on the vaccine pharmaceutical industry. And, of course, General Flynn, who was going to clean out the intelligence community and have good relations with the countries that we need to have good relations with. Mm-hmm. They eliminated both those threats within 2 months, didn't they, Dave?
Absolutely correct. You know, and I'm going to tell you something. I have got to meet General Flynn, because I do a lot of Clay Clark events as a participant and a media person. And I got to meet General Flynn and talk to him. He's the real deal, guys. He is the real deal. And we need people like him in government.
We do. We do. I got an invitation from General Flynn to meet him in Dallas in April. And I'll be going there the first week of April to meet General Flynn. He's the real thing, and I was hoping that President Trump would reinstate him after he was exonerated. That didn't happen. That would have been a real kick in the teeth of Democrats, wouldn't it?
It would have, John, and I'm kind of disappointed Trump didn't either, but I understand why he didn't, with the political blowback. I mean, it almost cost him his presidency right out of the chute with these false allegations. And he had the dossier, and he had guilty parties, and nobody was convicted because of corrupt Democratic judges. I mean, the swamp was in full force And it's no different today. In fact, if anything, it's worse. And when I project this out ahead, I really think that the other side is going to have to find a way not to have an election, because I don't think they can even cheat enough to win. And a lot of people are like-minded with myself on that. Or they'll kill Trump. And the only reason they haven't killed Trump is because this wouldn't just galvanize this country. It would galvanize the world.
Roger that. Well, we'll see. They can't win a free and fair election. That simply can't happen.
Not even close.
No. They need some pretext for mail-in ballots. Steve, I know you got limited time. What other updates do you have for us before we get away, sir?
One thing I wanted to mention is when Dave was talking about, you know, they've got to be able to tell their families, you know, because the bodies come back. I've actually asked that question before. What do you do? Because this happens quite frequently. We have soldiers killed in battles, and yet no one ever knows that there was a battle going on. I said, how do you handle that? Especially in the case here where we've got 80, not three dead. And the one thing I was told is that the way that works is when they come back and their loved one has passed away, they were in a training exercise
died
in the training exercise. That's how we've covered up all of our deaths in Ukraine.
Well, even going back to Vietnam, if you were mortally wounded but still alive and they got you to Japan and you died in Japan, you weren't counted as a combat death, and your name doesn't appear on that wall in Washington, D.C. They also would spread out the deaths. If they had 300 men die in a week, they would spread it out over 3 or 4 weeks, reporting of the deaths. So there's nothing new about covering up how many men and women died in a particular accident. What else you got for us, Steve? Because I know you have limited time.
Yeah, that about sums it up. As of right now, I'm still digging on this issue here, what's going on as far as Syria, and trying to get more information about that, because that is definitely going to escalate. And, of course, there are some saying that this binary system is playing in a lot of why the world leaders are scrambling. They say that they're trying to do that to keep people distracted. Also, with the election coming up, you know, that was another thing I've been told early on, is that or for the Biden administration, they'll do whatever it takes to try to keep Trump from ever getting back in office again. That includes getting us into an all-out war.
All right. Steve, do you need to scoot out the door?
Yeah, it would probably be better if I go ahead and jump out.
Okay, well, we'll go ahead. We appreciate the time you had with us, and we'll talk to you next week there.
Sounds great.
You've got some information for us about Larry Johnson. Tell us about Larry Johnson's reporting.
Sure. Larry Johnson is a former CIA analyst, and he's at least twice a week guest on Judge Andrew Napolitano's podcast, which you can find on YouTube and probably a lot of other platforms. But he writes on sonar21.com, and he's been doing less writing and more videos. But he's reporting that the forces that are bombing, you know, under the guidance of the United States military, are letting everyone know over there where they're going to be bombing. So what they're actually bombing are empty sheds and, I don't know, mounds of sand and everything else. But actually, the targeting isn't exactly what it's being portrayed in the media. I find that reporting very interesting.
It is very interesting. Okay, we're going back to Dave. What updates, if any, do you have on the political intrigue in the state of Arizona, sir?
Well, you could ask that question every week, and I'll have something new, I guarantee you.
I know. That's why I do.
The latest thing is this, and we covered the bribery part of it, where Carrie Lake was attempted to be bribed by then GOP chairman of Arizona political Republican political party to not run for election for the Senate against Ruben Gallegos, who's the Democratic senatorial candidate who's farther to the left than Fidel Castro. And I couldn't believe GOP bribing GOP not to run against a Democrat. And then in the discussion that's come out since then, DeWitt actually told Kerry, if they find out that I somehow leak their identities of the people that want to bribe you, I'll be killed. I'll turn the ignition on my car and it'll blow up. That's effectively what he said. Now, here's what's interesting, and this is the point that's a new development. There are two new developments now. Carrie Lake goes to an emergency meeting of the GOP to choose a new chairman. She gets up and she gets booed. And I went off on my social media about this because I'm saying, you people in the GOP just showed me your party is dead, you're dishonest, and you're no better than the communist Democrats by booing someone for exposing bribery, election interference, and all the other chicanery that she's exposed. But at the end of the day, they got so much heat from people like myself, like-minded people, that came forward and said, hey, Republican Party's dead, that they turned around and did a 180, and they put Gina Swoboda in as the new head of the Arizona GOP, and that was Carrie Lake's choice. So there's a victory here in Arizona. Now, a leopard doesn't change his spots, and I don't think these corrupt people that run the GOP are really going to really change much of anything. But at least they've got a leader in there now who is more America first than anything they've had for a long time.
Well, that's a good thing, isn't it?
It's a great thing. It is. I just don't know if Gina is going to be able to affect a lot of change. The corruption is endemic. And I keep coming back to the report to the governor by John Thaler, a 30-year RICO investigator, including DOJ work. And he has 20,000 affidavits that show Sinaloa cartel money laundering operations infiltrating and affecting the behaviors of people in the Arizona legislature and people that have been governor, police chiefs, sheriff deputies, sheriffs themselves. The corruption is rampant, and it's all proven, John. It's not like this is open for discussion. Now, the way they deal with John Thaler's work is to ignore him. And by the way, John Thaler's protege, Jackie Brager, gave that 40-minute testimony to the Joint Committee on Election Integrity in Arizona, and they were invited at the behest of one of the people that got kicked out of the legislature, Liz Harris, for daring to expose election fraud. Liz lost her seat, and it was over this report. So Arizona is in complete cover-up mode about the fact that their leaders are compromised by the cartel. And I'll say this again. If you're talking cartel in Arizona, you're talking China. If you're talking China in Arizona, you're talking cartel. It's the same thing. It's the same groups, and they own our politicians.
Pretty amazing. And of course, the cartels are in the middle of this as well, aren't they?
Well, yeah. Well, they're the working arm for the communist. I mean, who manufactures fentanyl that has killed 250,000 Americans? China. Who do they give it to? The cartel. What do? They cross open borders at the behest of Mayorkas and Biden, and they're spreading death and destruction, ruining families. This is an act of war by China, and it's being facilitated by the traitor-in-chief, Joe Biden.
Amazing. Amazing. Okay. You need to scoot about the top of the hour, Dave. Is that accurate?
Yes, that's right, John.
Okay. All right. What observations, if any, do you have regarding China and Taiwan, sir?
Well, I think China is just, you know, waiting for the opportunity. If we go, well, there's powder keg at the border. That's a potential civil war, you know, causing agent. I think that the potential is there. I'm not saying it's going to happen. The potential is there. But let's assume it happens for the sake of argument. That's when China makes their move on Taiwan with a weakened America that can't respond. Or if we're distracted in the Middle East, and I think we'll take a beating in the Middle East for a lot of different reasons, but if we're distracted in the Middle East, China will make their move then too. So they're simply waiting for the opportunity to fight a weakened America.
That's right. Cindy, you're patiently listening to all this going on. What's your observations about any of the last few minutes?
Well, I can sort of mirror what Dave is talking about in terms of corruption endemic in the Republican Party, or at least malign influences having their way. We've got a group of Republicans who held statewide meetings across the state of Missouri instructing people on how to vet candidates. when you have these red states that have a trifecta, which means that your House and your Senate and your governor are all of the same party, you have a lot of influencing, trying to undermine the power of that structure.
We have a break. Call number 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now, or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraine, Ltd. at Cox.net, for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Fix bayonets.
Blame Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. My Valentine's Day sale is in effect right now until midnight the 14th. That's Valentine's Day. Once women find out that the energy cleaner will help their husband's libido, they go ahead and place your order. So, ladies, if you'd like to help your husband's libido, order yourself an energy cleaner, a mattress pad to go with it. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, an additional 5% off the entire order if you use PayPal at thelibertyman.com. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have with us Dave Hodges. He has two websites, thecompetenceshow.com and thecompetenceshow.tv. My neighbor, Cindy Smith, and we're discussing the events today. Dave, what else is on your radar that you want to talk about this morning?
Well, I'd like to know more about what Cindy was talking about in her state with the GOP vetting, because okay. We are kind of cut off by the commercial.
Let's go ahead.
Well, sure. In my opinion, and I'm not somebody that's lived in Missouri my whole life. I lived in Maryland for almost 20 years and was very involved in Republican politics. So from an outsider's perspective, our state party at the state leadership executive level is not very engaged with the county committees. And so some leaders from the county committees got together and decided that what we needed to do in some of the counties where we have a large number, and it's not extensive throughout all the counties, but there are some counties where we have it's a very real problem of folks that are not Republicans being allowed to run as Republicans on the ballot. And these leaders decided that we need to vet candidates. Now, the response to that initial effort, statewide meetings and county committees organizing to vet candidates, initially the state party sent a letter saying that they had gotten legal counsel that said that this would open up the county committees to lawsuits by candidates. Well, there were several county committees that were not deterred by that, and they continued to get ready to do vetting. And now the executive committee of the state party is claiming that they will sue county committees if they vet candidates. And I find this astounding. I don't know on what basis the state party can sue the county committee unless the county committee is violating the bylaws of the organization or something like that. I don't know what the basis for that claim would be. So this has been a very interesting insight into the kind of influence and threats and all kinds that take place behind the scenes. When county committees want to make sure that people who are running as Republicans in their local ballots are actually Republicans, it's now the state party that's standing in the way.
Amazing. Absolutely.
Yeah, John, that's very similar to what Cindy's describing. Is very similar to what's happened in Arizona and Colorado. I covered this with Virginia Farver back in about 2010 to 2012 when Fort Collins was taken over by Agenda 21. They were called the jewel of the Ickley Empire. And the way that they got their stuff through in Fort Collins was to elect fake Republicans who passed Democratic legislation. So Cindy's exactly right. This is not a new strategy, but it's one that's becoming increasing in its use.
Cindy, I was reading that Senator Igel and several other senators were working to change the way that ballot initiatives are put on the Missouri ballot to change the Constitution. And they've been hammered by the Republican leadership. I'm sure you're aware of that, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm aware of that. Senator Igel and Senator Moon each had similar bills on how to bring the concurrent majority principle into moving not only legislation but constitutional amendments through the initiative petition process. And it erupted in a I'm losing the word for it. When a senator takes the floor, filibuster. I think that they were filibustering, what was that, the third week of session? I mean, that is incredible. Usually that stuff doesn't happen till the end of the session.
Right.
And we had senators actually get together and compromise. And the compromise was that there was a committee substitute that both senators agreed to. One of them wanted to carry the bill. And then we had someone who wanted to use the congressional districts for the concurrent majority principle instead of the House districts. So that senator took that compromise. So we have a senator now that's going to carry the bill. And the last I heard, which was last night, was that Senate leadership is agreeable to bring the Senate committee substitute bill to the floor. So as it stands right now, the folks that are pushing for concurrent majority principle House districts are no longer wanting to carry the bill. They found a senator that they are comfortable with, and she is willing to compromise on not using congressional districts but using House districts. So it looks like a path forward has been made. And I would say over the last 2 to 3 years in the Senate, this is the first time I've seen on a contentious issue where they were able to put their heads together and compromise and create a path forward. the citizens of Missouri very clearly want this kind of change on initiative petition.
Well, I'll look at this as a good thing. We have our bottom-of-the-hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. What's a girl to do? Sign. Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there is a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner and The Liberty Man, I'm sleepless no more. There he is now. Hold on, Sandman. Thank you, Liberty Man.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. We have new listeners every show, so I have to make sure our new listeners know that at my website, you can educate yourself about the worst crime in human history taking place right now. That would be the crime associated with the COVID-19 vaccination clot shots. It is the worst crime in human history. We have more than 200 articles and videos at my website concerning this matter. We have all of the side effects that a judge forced Pfizer to release. They wanted them kept secret for more than 50 years. And we have articles and videos by Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He says, in no uncertain terms, that all of the COVID vaccinations are meant to kill and hurt people. They are not side effects. They're the direct intended effects. Details at thelibertyman.com. My Valentine's Day sale of Energy Cleaners is in effect right now until midnight the 14th. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, an additional 5% off the entire order if you use PayPal at thelibertyman.com. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have with us Dave Hodges. He has two websites, thecommonsshow.com, thecommonsshow.tv, and my friend Cindy Smith. And we're taking questions, calls, and comments. You ready for some callers here, panel?
Of course.
Okay. First, we have Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, panel. I guess Dave and Cindy are there.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just calling. There's a couple of things I wanted to comment on. There's a article that's come out from a group called the, America Media Group. American Media Group, and they're publishing saying that they've got the full transcript of the Putin Tucker Carlson interview posted here. I've read through some of it. I take it with a grain of salt. I don't know whether this is how good this site is, but they published on there what they're reporting to be is the full interview. I've been reading through some. I haven't read through the whole thing. It's kind of long, but there's some interesting comments in there made from Putin. I thought were kind of funny.
I read the transcript also, and the man does have a sense of humor, doesn't he?
He does. I thought it was. If you've read that, then you must. Do you know this source? Think that this source is a good source?
Well, we'll find out. Tucker Carlson will publish it himself, probably in a day or two. So we'll find out the truth of it pretty quickly.
Yeah. Okay. I also wanted to comment about some of the stuff that's going on over there right now in Ukraine. Though it's not looking too good for Ukrainians. They've had a pretty bad hit here the last week. From what I understand, that there's been almost as, I think some reports, the conservative report is 6,000 dead in just this past 1 week, and other reports are saying as high as 8,000. So they're really, I don't know whether the Russians are advancing or what's going on. They're taking this city over there called Avdiivka, and they've killed a lot of people in doing that. It's a huge city over there. But so anyway, I just wanted to add that. And, you know, we get as much truth out of our American media as nothing. And you used to call it spin, but it's really turned into just outright lies now. I mean, I'll give you an example. The vaccine is safe and effective, right? We're losing the war in Russia, right? That's what they're saying. They're saying that right now, over in Ukraine, that Russia is losing the war over there. It's anything but that. Anything but that. It's just the opposite. Just the opposite.
Okay.
So we can't trust our media at all. Any information we get has to be gotten through sources like on you or RBN, and people have to really dig to find out what's really going on in the world nowadays. Can't trust the media.
Absolutely. Anything else, Charlie?
No, that's it. Thank you very much. I'll just let you guys know about this.
Okay. Dave, you got any response to Charlie's comments?
Well, truer words were never spoken about the media, but it's amazing to me they still have an audience. Brett Weinstein said something I thought was really interesting. He's been talking a lot about what's coming with the World Health Organization treaty with various Western nations, and he's talking about the suppression of information and that they're going to send people to jail. And they've defined now, DHS has defined misinformation, disinformation. Misinformation is a mistake. Disinformation is deliberately misleading. And what they call malinformation is you're telling the truth, but you're exposing the lies of government figures. And that's also an act of terrorism, according to this DHS memo, in support of the World Health Organization treaty that takes effect in May. And so what was just said by the caller is right on the money about the mainstream media, because you're not hearing a word about this. But if this goes through in May, the stuff we talk about, John, your website where you're exposing the follies of the vaccine, we could all go to jail for this. we'd be declared to be terrorists under this new agreement.
That would be crazy. Cindy, any follow-up or response before we move on?
Well, yeah, I think Charlie really hits the nail on the head. And I made a decision back in 2003 that I was no longer going to go to the television for news and information. So what that means is I've been in the independent media space now for over two decades. And in that time, I've seen some news and information sites that were once good have been co-opted and corrupted, and new ones take their place. And I'm seeing so much more censorship since the beginning of this year. I was really concerned about news aggregator Great Game India. I stopped getting their emails. Their last posting on their website was January 16th. And then miraculously, on February 3rd, the emails returned and the content returned to their website. Other places like sonar21.com and the expose, if you click on certain links, you will get a red banner that says it's an unsafe website. And, of course, I know that they're not an unsafe website. They've been somebody that I've looked to for news and information for an extended period of time. So they're using omission in the mainstream media just not to talk about stuff that they don't want people to know. And then they're using all kinds of online suppression to keep the truth from people.
Absolutely. Our next caller is John in Missouri. Good morning, John.
Good morning, sir. And good morning, guests. You know, I really think we're making a big mistake by not putting more of our trust and our faith in our Creator instead of men like Donald Trump, who told Klaus Schwab he's doing a fantastic job, and General Flynn, who likes to hang out with people like Kenneth Copeland, who is a straight-up satanic demon. I mean, man will let us down and fail us and lead us down bad paths every time. And I look at the fruits of people's labor. I don't judge their sins because that's not my job. But I do look at what they produce. And these people are producing lies and manipulation after lies and manipulation. And until we can stop talking about any political people, especially ones that worked in the District of Columbia, which is clearly British, that is not part of the United States. And anybody that works there is playing the game and playing the people of the United States as idiots. But we really need to focus on our Creator, because he is in control right now. I know a lot of people like to forget about that, but you know, it's just more important, I think, than like these forgotten issues of like Donald Trump saying, you know, Klaus Schwab is doing a fantastic job, and General Flynn hanging out with Kenneth Copeland, and there's a lot more. But these people cannot be trusted. You know, once they do something bad and they don't shine lightness on the darkness, they refuse to come clean and serve our Creator. They are playing the devil's advocate, and I'm not going down that road. I thank you guys for all your information. You guys have a wonderful show and awesome products, and it truly is a gift, and time is running out. And, hey, don't follow man. He's going to lead you down into the gutter, into the pits of hell. But I appreciate everything you guys do.
Okay, John, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
I'll respond first. Ultimately, and we need to refresh our memories about this frequently, this is a spiritual war. And I want to thank John for reminding us of that. And human beings are fallible. Human beings make mistakes. And that's just the nature of human beings. Dave, your response, Fanny.
Well, it's interesting because just this morning I published a video on my website, thecommonsenseshow.com, and it comes from my Rumble channel. And the title is God Commands Us to Confront the Evil That Has Consumed Our Country. And I've received some backhanded criticism over the years that we should just trust in God and vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And that's biblical. It's true. But first, we're called on to witness the evil. We're called on to pray for God to intervene in this. But we're also called, and I listed a lot of scriptures, to confront the evil and expose the evil, especially in defense of the needy and the vulnerable. And that's scriptural. And so I just wanted to say that it is a spiritual war. And so I was really gratified that God gave me the insight to do this particular video, because John, if we sit back and do nothing, we're abdicating our responsibility as citizens and as Christians We are obligated to confront this evil. And some of it might come with a cost. I mean, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, I mean, look what happened to him under the Hitler regime. There could be a cost to this, but the cost of doing nothing is to enable evil. And I think that has eternal consequences.
Well, I can imagine many children and grandchildren of men and women that were adults during the Third Reich being asked by these now adults or young children as they became older, Grandma or Grandpa, what did you do to help stop the Third Reich? I can imagine there were millions of those conversations, weren't there, Dave?
Absolutely. No question.
Any follow-ups, any, before we go to our next caller?
Yeah, I don't have many heroes. I'm not a hero worshiper or fangirl for just about anybody, but I do have one intellectual hero. His name is Ludwig von Mises. He's the most prominent proponent of the Austrian School of Economics. And his personal motto was a quote from Virgil, which says, "Do not submit to evil, but stand up ever more boldly against it." And I think what Dave said is absolutely right. We do know how the story ends, but we don't get to sit on the sidelines eating popcorn. We're supposed to be part of God's army. We're the hands and feet of Christ. And I think when we talk about religious leaders, political leaders, media leaders, we need to arm ourselves. Actions reveal motives. Argentinian President Milei talked a really good game. But when you take a look at the actions he's taken in his first 30 days in office, you see that his actions and his words don't line up. So Christians need to be utilizing the gift of the spirit of discernment in order to live in these very perilous times.
Right, right. Thank you. Looks like our next caller is JP in Chicago. Good morning, JP.
Great show. Hello, guys and gals. Yeah, I'd like to comment about that's providentism, and rapture is a big issue we have with the Christian theology. I've been a Christian my whole life, ex-Catholic, but a lot of issues we have is turning the other cheek and letting evil thrive. And there's an old saying is, evil thrives when good men do nothing. If you look at guys like Flynn, for example, and Trump, they were soft killed. They were put under lawfare. You look at how they went after Flynn. They took all his money out. They went after his kids. Same with Trump. They went after his lawyers. They went after Trump's lawyers. And now they're digging up stuff like 10 years ago. So the deep state's wicked. And we have to be aware of their dirty tricks and tactics. So that's an issue I think Christians need to come together on, is we either conservative or not, because the other side is pure atheism, communism, Muslims. You know, that's the other side. So what do you guys think about that in terms of left and right?
Go ahead, Dave.
Well, in terms of left and right, I would, the word uniparty comes to mind, and it's something that I'm seemingly coming back to almost every week on John's show when he asks me about Arizona. Despite all the problems in elections in Arizona covering the last three elections, in a Republican-dominated legislature, both House and Senate, they haven't passed one meaningful bill with election reform. It's going to be up to the people, and this is, John, this is really important to me. We really need to unelect about 95% of the GOP in the primary and get Joe the Plumber and Stan the Barber and people like that. We need average people to go into Congress. I mean, right now, if you serve in Congress, you get $174,000 for life. Do you know what people on Social Security get? $12,000. You know what the soldiers in Afghanistan got? $38,000. I think there needs to be some reform there, and we need to get these thugs out that go in to cash in, and we need to get regular people in, and we need term limits, and we also need to take the corporations out of campaign financing. If we do those things, maybe then we can have some meaningful political dialogue. But right now, this war has to be fought on a spiritual level.
All right.
Yeah, I agree. And Lightwave, okay. John, I got to say, with Lightwave, I tried a new issue I had was frostbitten finger. It healed my broken ribs, my knee, all right? So the next thing I had from the pipes breaking, I had frostbitten on my fingers, and it was literally, I couldn't feel anything. It was that bad. So I put the Lightwave just on my middle finger where it was frostbitten, and within, I would 3 to 4 days, it grew you know, a little callus there, and then eventually the skin fell off, and then I got full feeling back in it. But what's interesting is my nail on that finger is a millimeter longer than all the other nails. So literally, it sped up the stem cells and the growth of my nail. So that's proof right there. And then also, I got to recommend everybody look at Sean Ryan's show with one of my mentors, Joe McMonagle. He was remote viewer 001. He was all classified under DAA, and he's now come out and just, like, let it all loose. And it's a really good interview, but he talks about the light of body, his experience in Vietnam, how he had near-death experience, and he was able to see his body from above. And that's basically how remote viewing works, but he was in a light body, and he said when he was in his light body, he looked down at his human body, and he saw it was disgusting, it was evil, and because he was in a heightened state. So I believe spirituality is real, and it can be proven, and this new technology with light is real technology. And I got to say, John, every time I try it or offer it to somebody, there's miracles happening with it. So it's I keep plugging Lightwave, but it's a good product, I got to say.
Outstanding. Thank you, JP. We appreciate it. Let's try to one more call in here before the break. Charlie, we're almost out of time.
Yeah, I'm calling because
We are out of time. Charlie, thank you for your call. We get back from the break. We're going to get our summaries. We'll start with Cindy and have Dave wrap up with his summary. We'll be right back.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We'll save Cindy's summary for the top of the third hour, coming up in about an hour, and we'll go ahead with Dave, your summary, please, for this today and this week, sir.
Well, what I'm really pleased that we got to cover today on the show is the seemingly universal agreement among people who are really following this, that at the baseline we're involved in a spiritual war, and that everything else is secondary to that fact. And if we're going to turn this around, it's going to take all of us in prayer. We need repentance. We need revival. And I believe that's the only thing that's going to bring this country back, because the people that are currently running the show will do anything, and I mean anything, to stay in power. And if we're going to get through this, we're going to need some divine protection.
All right. Well, Dave, thank you. I know you're a busy guy, and we need to remind people to watch our friend Doug Hagman, don't we?
Oh, no kidding. Doug is actually on his way to meet Don Jr. at Mar-a-Lago.
Right.
I got an email from him last night to that effect, and good for Doug. He does tremendous work, and I was a fan of his long before I got in this business.
Right. Well, I'm a fan of Doug's also, and I'm on with Doug once a month, soon to be twice a month, as scheduling allows. All right. Well, Dave, thank you very much. Have a
thank
great
you, John.
Week. We'll have you back next Tuesday.
Absolutely.
Okay. Cindy, it's just you and I, my dear.
Well, I have to echo what you all are saying about Doug Hagman. As a homeschool mom who was living her best life in Maryland, I didn't know who John Moore was until I got introduced to who he was through the Hagman Show. So he's connected a lot of dots for me. I really appreciate him.
Yep, yeah. Well, Doug's met this quite a while. I've known Doug now for, I don't know, 10-plus years. And it's having Doug for a friend is really great. He's been dealing with some serious health issues for well more than a year, but I think he's getting better. And we'll go ahead and open the lines up if people got questions or comments here at Republic Broadcasting. We've got a top of the hour break coming up, and the call-in number is 512-248-8252. What progress, if any, in the state of Missouri have we made, Cindy, regarding stopping mail-in ballots and also having paper ballots counted at the precinct hopefully with a carbon copy, and all voting take place in one day? Any progress in those areas?
Well, I haven't stayed on top of the travel of some of these bills like I would have liked to. I've had some other time commitments that were outside of my control, but I hope to get back on top of that to be able to speak more specifically about specific bills. But I am concerned about the issue of states requiring that the election take place in one day. I think anybody who's read the Constitution, where it covers elections, comes away with the view that the election is an election day, and election authorities receiving ballots after midnight and counting them is anathema, and it needs to be dealt with. The Supreme Court probably would end up weighing in on this eventually.
Okay. Top of our break. Charlie, if you're still listening, you're welcome to call back after this break. We'll be right back.
Hello, hello, hello.
from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.